My dearly beloved in Christ, we could say that the theme of today's Mass is that of prayer. In fact, of all the Sundays of the year, this is the one, it seems to me, that most strongly promotes or centers upon the theme of prayer. We have the next 3 days that are called Rogation Days, and it is a reminder that we need to pray, not just at certain times of the year, but throughout our lives and every day. You might compare prayer to breathing. We don't think about it. It's a natural process that takes place, but if we didn't breathe, we wouldn't continue to live. Breathing brings oxygen into the body that is then circulated to the various cells, and we need that to live. So prayer is like breathing is to the body. Prayer nourishes the soul, keeps us alive spiritually, and prayer is indispensable. St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori, a great doctor of the Church who lived in the 1700s, wrote many books. I believe he wrote something like 70 books, wonderful books on various topics, from theology down to devotional subjects. But he himself said, of all the books that I have written, this is the most important. And this is referring to the book called The Great Means of Salvation and of Perfection. It is his book on prayer. And in fact, if you have never read it, I highly recommend reading it. We have 6 copies in our parish library. You would want to read at least the first 100 or 150 pages, which are on prayer. Then after that, he goes into a deep theological refutation of Jansenism, which you might find pretty dry and hard to understand. But the first third or so of the book, an outstanding explanation of how to pray and how important prayer is and the qualities of prayer and so forth. As I said, it is very important because prayer is the spiritual life of the soul, or perhaps I should say it is what maintains our spiritual life. The spiritual life is sanctifying grace, but prayer and also the sacraments, of course, help us to maintain that life of the soul. In fact, St. Alphonsus in the book says, he said, if I could give a copy of this book to every Catholic in the world, I would do so. For there are many people who fail to pray or to pray as often as they should. And St. Alphonsus sums up everything he says by saying this. He said, the only reason why there is a hell is because people don't pray. If you pray and you persevere in prayer, you will save your soul. If you fail to pray, or you start praying and then you give it up, you will lose your soul. So really, it is that simple. Prayer is absolutely indispensable. We have our Lord in today's Gospel saying those wonderful words to the apostles, saying, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Our Lord here brings forth, as he does so many times in the Gospel, the loving providence of our Heavenly Father, that God loves us and wants to give us all we need, both for our temporal needs and above all our spiritual needs. Some may then say, well, if God, who knows all things, knows what I need, then why do I need to pray? God already knows what I need. Why doesn't he just give it to me? Well, the simple answer to that is, God does know what you need, but he has determined that he will not give it to you until you ask for it. It would be kind of like a parent teaching a child who wants something to say, now you can have this, but I first want to hear you say please. And I'm sure you parents have done that, teaching your children manners and so forth. That's kind of what God, like what God does with us. I know what you want, I know what you need, and I want to give it to you. But you have to ask humbly and sincerely in prayer before I give it to you. We also have to remember that sometimes we may pray for something temporal, something material. And God, who knows all things, may know that if we obtained that petition, it would not be for the good of our soul. and thus he will not grant it. God would not give us something that would lead us away from him. And so sometimes we pray only for material things. And it's all right to pray for those needs, those desires. But we should say, I ask for this as it is in accord with God's holy will. Because God knows what is best for us. But when we pray for spiritual things, we pray for a growth in virtue. We pray for perseverance in the faith. We pray for the grace to overcome temptation and so forth. God will infallibly grant those petitions if we pray properly and we persevere in prayer. Keep in mind that we can't just ask once or twice for what we need. We have to continue to ask. We have the wonderful example of the saint whose feast we celebrated yesterday, Saint Monica, whose husband was not living a good Christian life, and whose son Augustine was not only living an immoral life, he was a heretic, he was a Manichaean. And she prayed, and her husband was converted, died as a devout Catholic. And she continued to pray for her son, and all of her prayers, all of her urging to him seemed to be of no avail. But she didn't get discouraged and she didn't quit. She didn't give up. But finally, one day, she went to a holy bishop and said, I've been praying for my son and he hasn't been converted. And the bishop said to her, continue, persevere, for it is impossible that the son of those tears should not be converted. He realized that she was praying so ardently and praying with tears, and he assured her that if she persevered, he would be converted. And thus we have that great doctor of the church, St. Augustine. So St. Monica is an example to all of us not to give up. We have to persevere in prayer. Our Lord, after saying those words I quoted, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Our Lord went on to say, somewhat reproachfully to his apostles, henceforth you have not asked for anything. Ask that your joy may be full. You see, God delights in giving. And you might say that we displease him when we fail to ask for what we need and desire, because he wants to give. And in this way, as in every way, really, God is entirely different from us. But think of how he is different in this way. If you give something to someone else, you have less because you no longer have what you gave to that person. But God, the more he gives, the more he has to give. God can bestow his blessings and he is not impoverished in doing so because he is infinite. And so he delights to give. Let us give to our Heavenly Father that joy of hearing us ask for what we need, especially for the spiritual things that we need. So pray with humility, a deep conviction of your need, your dependence on God. Pray with confidence, with perseverance, and pray that you will be blessed as it is in accord with God's holy will, especially, again, when it comes to material or temporal things. Holy Scripture is filled, of course, with quotations regarding prayer. I would like to give you just a few. These first two are from the Psalms. Let my prayer be directed as incense in thy sight, the lifting up of my hands as evening sacrifice. Again, I cried to the Lord with my voice. With my voice I made supplications to the Lord. In his sight I pour out my prayer, and before him I declare my trouble. Another place that we see this importance of prayer is in the book of the Apocalypse, in which St. John has a vision of the saints in heaven and our divine Lord, and he sees the angel offering incense. He says, another angel came and stood before the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense that he should offer of the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which is before the throne of God. And the smoke of the incense of the prayers of the saints ascended up before God from the hand of the angel. So incense is a beautiful symbol of our prayer, just as the smoke rises up so our prayers rise up to God with a sweet odor and delight Him and please Him. Now, you might be thinking, well, I say this prayer and I say that prayer. And it is true that we do come to a point where we cannot say more formal prayers. Although likely many of us would have to admit I could spend more time in prayer. But if you realize that your schedule is full and you are already praying a good amount of prayer, keep this in mind, we always can pray better. We can pray with more piety, with more devotion, with more attention, more recollection. How to do that? One of the ways to help us be more recollected in prayer is to try to cultivate the spirit of recollection throughout the day. It reminds me of a holy woman, a religious, who came to this country from France in the 1800s, and she wanted to start a school for Indian children. She went to St. Louis. At that time, just a few thousand people lived there, and there were the Indians around the area. And she worked with the Indians the rest of her days. But the Indians had a name for her. They called her the woman who always prays. Now, isn't that a great commendation, a great compliment of her, that that was their name for Blessed Philippine Duchesne, the woman who always prays? Because they could see her, that she was recollected. But she was very active. She taught in the school. She did things for the Indian children and so forth. Lived her religious life. But she had that spirit of recollection. We start from the moment we get up in the morning. The first thing we should do is get out of bed and pray the morning offering. We give our day to God. We consecrate everything we do that day to Almighty God. And then, of course, we say our other morning prayers, our daily rosary, our night prayers, whatever prayers we say. But in between, as you do your daily duty, strive to lift up your heart to God, maybe through ejaculations, those beautiful short prayers. And you can make up your own. You can say a prayer like, "My God, I love Thee. Dear Jesus, help me. Help me to fulfill my daily duty. Help me to please Thee. Dear Blessed Mother, intercede for me," and so forth. So you could pray ejaculations, which you find in a prayer book in the Rakulta, maybe some of the invocations from the Litany of Our Lady. "Virgin most pure, pray for me. Virgin most chaste," and so forth, and all those different beautiful invocations to Our Lady. Or again, as I said, you can make up your own. But these ejaculations you can say throughout the day, even as you are working, fulfilling your daily duties. So recollection, the spirit of prayer, is what is most important. We shouldn't count up how many minutes, how many hours we spend in prayer, but be more concerned with how well am I praying. Far better fewer prayers prayed with recollection and attention than many prayers prayed with distraction. St. Teresa of Avila said every time that she was going to pray, she didn't just make the sign of the cross and rush right into her prayer. She first of all stopped and spent a minute or whatever recollecting herself, calling to mind, "I'm in the presence of God. I am going to be speaking to Him, to my Creator." And she said, "Think about whose presence you are in, what you are about to do, and who you are that is going to be speaking to God. I'm nothing but a sinner," and so forth. So she would think of those thoughts, and then she would start her prayer, and she was able to do so with much greater recollection. Our problem is we just open the book and start right away, say the sign of the cross, and start right into the prayer without preparing and recollecting ourselves. So let us strive to pray well. And remember those words of St. Alphonsus, that the reason souls are lost is because they don't pray, or they started to pray and then they quit and they stopped praying. Pray with a humble heart. Pray earnestly. And remember those words of our Lord: "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." And our Lord's other words to the apostles: "Henceforth you have not asked. Ask that your joy may be full." God wants to give us His gifts, but we must ask for them.